translation again. It is indicated in the revealed scriptures that the Son represents the Father. Therefore, the Son's meeting with me will be just as good as the King's meeting with me. So before I start, I would like to request the blessings, all the Vaishnavas present in here in temple room, those present online, please give your good, kind permission for me to speak and say something of hopefully value, hopefully shastrically correct, and something of practical application and benefit for our day-to-day spiritual sadhana. So when I was requested or told that to give a Chaitanya Charitamrita class, which is, by the way, my first time giving CC class, So kindly tolerate. I always find always very interesting to actually delve deeper into understanding the nature of characters present in varieties of scriptures. Here we can see the repetitive appearance of King Prataparudra. We can see that throughout the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, as a king of Orissa and a protector of Orissa and facilitator of Lord Chaitanya, and facilitator of the Vaishnavas, mean majority traveling from Bengal. He's a personality who steps forward again and again in varieties forms of facilitations. So I was thinking, let's do a bit of a exploration, his journey. The exploration of journey of King Prataparudra. Can anyone tell me in Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a particular personality whose his life and lifetimes are mentioned. Three consecutive lifetimes of this particular person until the point that we know him as he is now. Does anyone know who he is? Who have him in mind? King Prachiparabhi? No, I have someone else in mind. Chitraketu? Okay. Anyone else? Vasudev? Jai Vijay? Okay. There are a few lifetimes there, definitely Jai Vijay. Okay. Anyone else? Okay, let me give you a hint. He carries a big veena, big Narada Muni. So Narada Muni used to be a Gandharva, right? In the courtyard or in the house of Indra. Then afterwards he was cursed and he received birth as a son of a maid servant, but then received the blessings of the Bhaktivedantas. And then after some time, he became Narada Muni, the transcendental spaceman as we know him now. In Gauraganadesha Deepika, it is explained by Kavi Karnapur in the verse 118 that King Prataparudra is no one else than King Indradumna. King Indradumna is the personality who actually initially installed Jagannath, who built the temple in the top of a Nilachal, of the Nila hill, instructed by the Akashvani. I was just now going through the pastimes of installation of Lord Jagannath. And it's something very interesting. There's a thread through life of King Prataparudra and in the life of King Indradumna as his previous appearance, let's put it that way. That thread which goes through both of these lives are something of very interesting nature and very interesting character. King Indradumna was a pious king, great protector, and someone who truly was establishing throughout his kingdom the rule of the Supreme Lord. And it's interesting how everything starts with the concept of Shravanam, how everything starts with the concept of hearing, how desire, greed, love, appreciation, all these varieties of relationships that we may hold dear for Krishna and with Krishna are actually coming naturally, as our Shastras indicating, from Shravanam. So once there was a Brahmana who came in the court of King Indradumna. And this pious Brahmana was constantly narrating and glorifying the pastimes of Nilamadava, one very beautiful deity. And naturally, King Indradumna developed attachment for this Nilamadava. And as the pastime goes, as the story unfolds, King Indradumna developed a great desire to see, worship, and glorify this Nilamadava. So he sent his brahmanas, different brahmanas and ministers all over the country to search for Nilamadava. And at one point, one of these brahmanas found a village where Nilamadava was secretly worshipped by one of the local Brahmanas. As the pastime unfolds, it comes to conclusion that Nilamadava will not be revealed in his original form as Nilamadava. But there was this great celestial carpenter, no one else than Vishwakarma. And the boon was, or the mystical part of this was, you leave me behind closed doors, and whatever happens, you just allow me to perform my duty and cart out Nilamadava for you. So what was the breaking point, the great desire, the great churning point, which turned out that this will not be a murti or archanavidhi of a form of three bended Shyama Sundar, but he turned up to be big Jagannath with big eyes. So the story goes like this. When King Indradumna entered the carving place where Vishwakarma was carving Nilamadava, it was way abruptly and way too early. Too early in the sense that the manifested hankering of King Indradumna, quote unquote, spoiled the carving process. And when he entered, he seen three big personalities, Baladev, Subhadra, and Lord Jagannath, with unfinished hands, with unfinished legs, with unfinished torsos, just big lumps of wood. Nevertheless, King Indradumna understood that this is the Lord, this is my worshipable Lord. And he was just a tool in manifesting Nilachal Kshetra, Jagannath Puri Dham. He requested Brahma himself to come and descend and install Lord Jagannath. The interesting answer of Brahma was, who am I to install Lord Jagannath? What I'm going to do, I'm going to take a flag and put it on the top. You build a temple which you built. And isn't that interesting? The same Brahma, Chaturmukha Brahma, the same personality who put the flag on the top of the temple of Lord Jagannath, later on appeared as Namacharya Haridas Thakur. So the same boon, the same installation, the same blessings that Brahma gave was the same blessings harvested by Haridas Thakur when he couldn't enter Nilachal, the temple of Jagannath. He paid from a distance, he paid obeisances to the chakra and to the flag of Jagannath. And Lord Brahma gave great boon. He said, whoever pays dandavats or obeisances to the chakra and the flag on the top of the temple of Jagannath Puri, his path for liberation is guaranteed. So the thread through the life of King Indradumna and King Prataparudra is of same nature. What is that thread? The thread is hankering. The thread is desire. The thread is unbelievable need for association with the Lord, with the associates of the Lord. And the same journey of King Indradumna through Shravanam, and then later on through something manifesting in his heart, Jagannath appeared. And he was instrumental in this appearance of Lord Jagannath. We can see through the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita how King Prataparudra's desire initially started by hearing about all the exalted personalities and the friends, personal associates of Lord Chaitanya. And then, if you remember, on the top of one of the houses or palaces in Jagannath Puri, he's seen the waves of coming of devotees from Bengal. And Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya start individually addressing, oh, this is Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, this is Haridas Thakur. These are all the exalted friends and deep, close associates of Lord Chaitanya. And look at all of them. And something within the king, Prataparudra, starts churning. He was exhibiting symptoms of developing attachments for the associates of the Supreme Lord. Why? Because they had symptoms. They had symptoms of love, they have symptoms of bhava, they have symptoms of not only glorifying the divine pastimes of the Lord, but actually manifesting certain taste. They being effulgent, they being beaming, they being very happy and satisfied. So King Prataparudra identified that there is something special about these associates. Later on, he started developing hankering for association of Lord Chaitanya. And we can see how he was plotting, quote-unquote, plotting and scheming in the different ways, requesting and desiring to have actual darshan of Lord Chaitanya. The way he went through was through the association of his through the association and petitioning those which are close, like we can see here. Ramananda Roy is very close to Lord Chaitanya, very close and very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. And King Prataparudra was a worldly man. That's true. He was a king, right? But so was Rupa Goswami. He was not a king, but he was highly positioned governor. So was Sanatan Goswami. So were different personalities which actually had that proximity of Lord Chaitanya. They had great esteemed social positions in the social strata. They had wealth. They had positions. Advaita Acharya was the head of all the Brahmanas, the head of great community, had a big social position. So all these, it was just a pretense of rejecting and creating a certain mood of deeper hankering. So he develops, this King Prataparudra develops a deeper desire to actually associate with Lord Chaitanya. Let me make this relevant for us. Let's make this relevant for all of us. There is a saying which I like to say, and that is, diamonds are made under pressure. And I'm going to use some of my cheesy Sankirtan quotes here now. So one thing which I like to say to people in book distribution is that choice is always ours. Either things which are interfering with our spiritual advancements can be stumbling blocks or stepping stones. Either stumbling blocks or stepping stones. So how did King Prataparudra accepted the rejection? Rejection by someone he strived to associate with. How did he accept the rejection? He tried to find different ways to associate, even to the degree that he accepted the extension of his son. Extension of his son. Let my son be the one who receives the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Allow me to set my son, not me personally, but my son. In the later on, in Chaitanya Bhagavat and in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is very beautifully explained that the physical features of the son of King Prataparudra were very, very beautiful, very auspicious. Throughout Bhagavatam, you know what are the different lakshanas of beauty presented. Tall, long limbs, a beautifully shaped neck, lotus petal eyes, broad chest, thin waist. And all these different lakshanas or indicators are showing that this person is special. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says in his commentary, in his Gaudiya Bhashya to Chaitanya Bhagavat, that it doesn't take too much for Lord Chaitanya to be triggered, to have symptoms by observing some other indicators in others. It doesn't take too much for him to gather ecstatic symptoms. It doesn't take him too much to see and start triggering his ecstatic love for Krishna. So the moment Lord Chaitanya saw, this is the son of King Prataparudra, he went full ecstatic mode. He was fully satisfied and happy. So we can see that. And then what did happen? Lord Chaitanya fully embraced the son. I'm going to probably skip ahead a bit, but please forgive me. Then Lord Chaitanya embraced the son of King Prataparudra. And through the heart of the prince, he transmitted this prema bhakti to the heart of King Prataparudra. So the son was a via medium. The son was a via medium between the love and embrace of Lord Chaitanya and someone who receives the love, and that was King Prataparudra. And we can see again, what is that? It's actually a story of a devotee. It's a story of someone who was able to overcome all these varieties of obstacles and eventually was able to give up his royal attire, to give up his royal crown, to give up his royal position, his royal acquisitions, and take a humble... And Srila Prabhupada explains, he took humble dress of a Vaishnava. So this is what is said, humble dress of a Vaishnava, and entered into the courtyard of Gundicha temple when Lord Chaitanya, after a whole day of dancing, was tired and fatigued in one of the gardens of Gundicha temple, or in other words, in Vrindavan, and started massaging the feet of Lord Chaitanya and reciting very beautiful poems, poetry, Sanskrit poetry, which induce even more Lord Chaitanya. And in this way, the dream and desire of Indradumna and King Prataparudra was finally fulfilled, to be fully embraced within the embrace of the Lord. And it was not just Aishwarya Bhav, it was not just the desire to worship Archana, to worship the deity, but it became united, fully reciprocal, fully embraced, fully conversant with the Lord, with Lord Chaitanya. So this is a story of multiples of lives, of continuous desire, of continuous hankering to be in association of Krishna, to be in association of the Lord. So we see that Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, when it's said sometimes, in a short span of time, you will be liberated. In a short span of time, you will actually manifest and go back to Godhead. Question may be raised. Whenever there are certain statements of measurement, whenever someone says, I'm short, I'm tall, I'm big, I'm small, I'm like this, I'm like that. Whenever there is any kind of measurement, we always internally put some other type of something on the scale, right? So you are tall compared to this person. You are short compared to that person. You are magnanimous compared to this person. Does it make sense? Whenever there are certain measurements, we always put something or someone in terms of comparison to that. So what is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, in a short span of time, you will make it back to Godhead. What is meant in short span of time in comparison of your millions of lifetimes being entrapped here in this material world and being through the cycle of repeated birth. You being this person, you being that person, you being this person again, you being a different personality through the ages and millennia and the lifespan of a universe. So that's what he said. In a short span of time, you will make it. What that means, we can only speculate. But for King Indradumna, it was basically two lifetimes, right? I mean, he was a king. It is said in Srila Prabhupada explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita that King Prataparudra was powerful and strong as Indra himself. In opulence, in presentation, in power, and in the ability to protect his inhabitants. You see, what is another interesting thing, later on in Chaitanya Charitamrita, some moguls, even mogul kings, are actually forthcoming towards Lord Chaitanya just due to the nature of Shravanam, them hearing about the pastimes and magnanimity of Lord Chaitanya. So this is something very interesting. And coming to the point, actually I would like to read to you the quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is actually referred in Prabhupada's purport, 10.17.36, just to put it in perspective regarding the sun and the Shastric reference. So this is the particular verse. The Supreme Lord said, the Vedas instruct us the one's own self takes birth again as one's son. Thus let Romaharsana's son become the speaker of the Puranas, and let him be endowed with long life, strong senses and stamina. And there's a short purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sridhar Swami quotes the following Vedic verse. Thank you. Okay, I can't read this. Srila Sridhar Swami quotes the following Vedic verse to illustrate the principle enunciated here by Lord Balaram. You have taken birth from my various limbs and have arisen from my very heart. You are my own self in the form of my son. May you live through 100 autumns. This verse appears in the Satapatha Brahmana and the Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad. So I would like to transfer to this concept of someone's son representing the self. We see in the pastime of Bali Maharaj, when there was Shukracharya. Does anyone remember the two names of the sons of Shukracharya? Let me give you a hint. They being the teachers of Prahlad Maharaj. Sanaka and? Say that again. Shanda. Amarka. Shanda and Amarka. So Shukracharya was in a lineage which was emphasizing physical lineage, lineage which is connected to father, son, father, son. But it's interesting, in the concept of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we also represent different type of lineage. We represent different types of sons and different types of fathers. Our lineage is based on shiksha. Our lineage is based on instructions. Our lineage and our relationship between father and son is based on, or father and daughter, is based on instruction or initiation. So as we have, the Shastras are presenting, as much the Guru is the father and the Shastras are the mother. And here the aspect of relationship between King Prataparudra's son and King Prataparudra, it can be transplanted for our particular and practical application, our relationship between representing the Gaudiya line, the line of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. We are not only carriers of the books or of the tradition, but we are the modern carriers of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. We are the carriers and those which are giving the opportunities for others to actually embrace Krishna consciousness and realize the passages and the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the boon, that is the via medium, that is the blessing which Lord Chaitanya gave to the prince, to the son of King Prataparudra. He inaugurated within the heart of the prince and said, you now, you will give it to your father. You present this greatest boon and you can give it to your father. I would like to share with you one rather intimate realization, or rather something which is becoming more and more obvious and dear to me. Some of us, those which are initiated, and those which particularly lost the physical association of our spiritual masters, it was more of a meditation which culminated for some time since the disappearance of my spiritual master. And I was thinking, what are the ultimate or the last gifts of a guru? What are the last two gifts of a spiritual master? And I think I mentioned this on a few occasions, but it's something which now is could be relevant. It is relevant. One of the last gifts of spiritual teacher or guru, how many of us wake up every morning and desire to go back to Godhead? How many of us wake up every morning and think, today I'm going to make it? You, very good. How many of us wake up and say to themselves, I'm going to make it today. I'm going to make the difference. I want to go back to the spiritual realm. How many of us have that deep hankering to do this? On many occasions, and speaking for myself at this point, is that we don't have that. I don't have that. But what if person that you cherish, person that you have relationship with, someone that you truly love, like the father, like the spiritual master, went to a certain location? Imagine your husbands, your wives, your children, your relatives, your mothers and fathers go to a certain location. Your desire to go to that particular location enhances 1,000 times just for the sake of being with them. So one of the gifts of Guru, the last gift of Guru, before when he departs, is that he enhances your desire to go back to Godhead, just for the sake of you being present with them. So just like the son is the expansion of the Father. And the Son naturally desires to be with the Father. Similarly, a disciple desires to be with his spiritual father, and whatever the father may be. So that was gift number two. And immediately after the departure of Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, one devotee approached me and said something which will resonate always within my ears, within my heart. He says, "Now you are introduced to service and separation. That's the gift of the Guru." The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya throughout the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita and the other revealed scriptures connected to Lord Chaitanya are in the mood of separation. It's not in the mood, "Where is Radha Krishna?" or "Here is Radha Krishna, but how can I find them? How can I again be with them again?" So we can see that this constant mood of King Prataparudra, how I can be with Lord Chaitanya, how I can associate with Lord Chaitanya. On many occasions, this block, stumbling block with separation, this stumbling block of separation created such an impetus for King Prataparudra to associate within his heart, in his mind, and constantly desiring deeper, deeper, more intimate association. So this is very interesting, my recent sort of a reflection. So if we want to enhance our desire to associate with Krishna, with Guru, with Lord Chaitanya, we should be ready to embrace the obstacles and as a means of advancement. All it takes adjustment within our perspective. So allow yourself not to be broken-hearted, but to be induced to associate on a deeper level. Don't allow yourself to be challenged by the nature of the obstacles which are on the path of devotional service. Rather, embrace them as a means of practical advancement. In this age of Kali, we don't invite challenges. In this age of Kali, due to the nature of gifts of Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we as Vaishnavas, as practitioners of Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, allowing ourselves to embrace challenges as a means of progress. So whatever it may be, remember, diamonds are made under pressure. And King Prataparudra was embodying that spirit of transcendental desire to meet with Nilamadava, to serve Lord Jagannath, and life after life to be there in association of devotees. May that be our shining beacon of practical progress. May the story of King Prataparudra, the story of King Indradumna, be a story of obstacles. May it be a story of inspiration. I'll finish there. Grantara Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. If there are any points, any questions, reflections, realizations, please. If you can have a mic, Prajan Prabhu.
This is from the Jagannath. Jagannath Astika. It's the last two verses. I'll read the translations. "I do not pray for a kingdom, nor gold, rubies, wealth. I do not ask for an excellent or beautiful wife desired by all men. I simply pray that Jagannath Swami, whose glories are always sung by Lord Shiva, it's a constant object of my vision." Then it says, "O Lord of the demigods, please quickly remove this useless material existence that I am undergoing. O Lord of the Yadus, please destroy this ocean of sins which have no shore. Alas, certain This is certain that Lord Jagannath's lotus feet, which are bestowed upon those whose feet are themselves fallen and have no shelter, this world, any no one but him, may that Lord Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision.
Jai. Written by a famous Mayavadi. In disguise, Shankaracharya. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, right? It was written by Shankaracharya.
Yeah, beautiful.
Jai. Hare Krishna. Any other points, devotees, or questions, reflections? Yes, if we can move the mic.
Can I ask a question? It is said in Bhagavad Gita that Padma Patra Mivambasa, that you should be detached like a lotus leaf is detached with water.
Mm-hmm.
And also it is said, Ananyas Chintayantoma Ye Janaparyupasati Tesam Nithyabhi Yuktanam Yogakshemam Mahamyam. Yeah. And Antakale Chamame Chasmaran Mukta Kalevaram. So here, then again, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Shri Chaivascha Pakaicha Pandita Samadarshana. So in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that we have to be detached, we have to have Samadrushti, Samatvam, and we have to be a Stita Pragya. Yeah? And it is also said that you have to pray Ananyas Chintayanto Mam, you have to pray God like monomaniacally, like with a single-pointed focus. Yes? And the guru is directing the disciple towards that path. Yeah? Now, it looks like the guru is getting attached with the disciple is getting attached with the guru so much that he wants to go to the Goloka because guru went there.
Yes.
As per what you said. So, what is your opinion about this?
The heart has many chambers that one can reside in. It's not like within our hearts you have only space for Radha and Krishna. There are many great personalities which may reside in the heart of a devotee. And actually we are a personal movement. Personal movement is that it's not only Radha, Krishna, it's Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, it's all the friends of Krishna, the gopis and the gopas, the sakis, all the cows and dogs and different animals which are there with Krishna. So we, as devotion grows, the space within our heart is able to encompass many, many other personalities. Like, who you love more, your mother or your father? Who you relish, who you respect more, your grandfather, or your from maternal side, for father's side? So our heart can encompass many different Vaishnavas. And it is actually said in Sitala Devi's book, The Glorious Life of Narottam Das Thakur, when he was departing with Ramananda Kaviraj. Sorry? Ramananda Chakravarti? Ramananda Kaviraj. So when Ramananda Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur have been departing, actually Ramananda Kaviraj used the same argument. It's like, we are renunciates. We should be renounced, so I'm leaving. And Narottam Das Thakur said, did Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Jiva Goswami haven't got any relationship between them? We renounce the ethereal material world, but we don't renounce the relationship between the Vaishnavas. And ultimately, how are you going to make it there back to Godhead? You think we can make it on our own? Only through the grace and mercy of Sri Guru one can even think about going back to Godhead. So who am I to be disrespectful and not harvest any love towards a person who allowed me to enter in the Goloka Vrindavan in the first place? That's heartless. So I asked once my godbrother, as a theoretical, fun, spiritual / question, you know, what are you going to do first thing when you go to Vrindavan, to go when you enter Goloka Vrindavan, as a fun, you know? And I was thinking, oh, I'm going to run after Krishna, run after Radha, whatever. He said, I'm going to find my spiritual master and pay obeisances to him. So our heart has many chambers, and Guru is definitely in the prominent one. So, Hare Krishna, that would be my answer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Maybe one more question or two more, and then we're going to cut the class.
Thank you, Prabhu. It's really wonderful class. Today we learned a wonderful phenomenon. You explained that when spiritual master leaves, in separation you can serve even while leaving the body, else you will live in ecstasy of going to meet him, someone. So this is really very nice explained. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you. One last question, Arni. Mataji has a point.
I have a question here. Now when we go back to Vaikuntha Godhead, we are no more, we don't have our own identity. We are part of the God. So there we won't be identified as, like, my name is Shailaja. I won't be identified as Shailaja. Or you won't be identified as this. We are Atmas reaching the Godhead. So when we go there, this is one of the many janmas we have taken, so many births. So we have died, come back. And then we are reaching there. So throughout this journey, we have many identities. The last identity is when we reach the Godhead. So how is this attachment coming? How, when we are a part of the God, Why are we identifying us as this and our guru? We probably had many gurus before also in our previous
lives. So this question is quite loaded. There are three sections to your question. Number one, definitely we will not become part of God. That's completely opposite to the whole concept of Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. You're still an individual part of Krishna, which means that you have an individuality. You are yourself. But that self, the true self, is covered by this false ego, ahankar, that you mentioned. That when you go through these lifetimes, you think you're the body, you think you're a woman, you think you're a man, you think you're a Westerner, you think you're from East, you think you're a celestial being, you think you're from hellish regions. All these identities are considered ahankars or false ego. So, and we always maintain our identity. Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita, all these kings are present here. There was never a time when they haven't existed. No, in the future they will cease to be. Therefore, there's individualism. Point number two, Guru is one. And what that means is that Guru means that he has many faces, but he's in one in tattva, one in realization, one in... Guru is that person which carries the weight of mission and glories of Krishna and spreads it all around the world, all around the three worlds in that matter. So he has many cases, but the moment he's connected to the Supreme Guru, to the Adi Guru, that means he becomes empowered to carry the weight of inspiring living entities to go back to Godhead. So all these people here, if they repeat same thing as presented as it is in the Bhagavad Gita, as it's presented in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are empowered by Adiguru Balaram to share the message and philosophy of Krishna consciousness. The moment you say things as they are, the moment you practice things as they are, you are Guru. But it comes with a price, and is not cheap, and is not easy. But if you repeat what is said and share it with other people, you become different forms of Guru. Shiksha Guru later on, maybe Diksha Guru, Pratapadarshaka Guru, instructing person, and so on. So have you read Bhagavad Gita as it is by Srila Prabhupada? No? So you should get one.
We have one.
You have one, so read it.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Grantara Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitya Gaura Premanande.